Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
It's campaign season for political hopefuls seeking office in Alaska. One of the seats up for election on the ballots this year is Alaska's representation in Congress, a seat currently held by incumbent Don Young. One of those candidates intending to unseat Congressman Young is Nick Begich, who spent the day on the Kenai Peninsula. During the day, he was the featured speaker at the joint Kenai and Soldotna Chamber of Commerce luncheon, and Wednesday evening he held a fundraiser in Sterling. The Republican candidate appeared on KSRM Sound Off. One of the many issues he talked about was signing a bill in order to see what was in it.
Awful. I mean, so many of these bills, and we see them most often from the Democrat side of the House, they're put together in secret with smaller subcommittees. Many of them never make their way through the committee review process, and then they're presented on the floor up or down. You might have a couple hours to read the bill. That's wrong. That's a bad process, and it makes for bad legislation, and it makes for a lot of pork, quite frankly, that gets into these bills. I mean, you know, when Don Young came into Congress in 1973, the national debt was less than $500 billion. Today, it's nearly $30 trillion, 60 times bigger. 60 times bigger. How does that happen? Well, I'll tell you where it happens. It happens because people aren't reading the stuff that they're passing. And you got to have time to read this material. That's what you're there for.
He also spoke on being a conservative.
Being a conservative is really about personal liberty, freedom for your own self, a reduction in the size and scope of government. Unfortunately, today we've seen government continue to grow, particularly in the last year, year and a half. You know, I think it's about making your own decisions, living with your own consequences, and keeping government small so that the free market can do what it does best.
According to the state's Division of Elections, five candidates have announced intentions to run for Alaska's sole congressional seat. Begich, however, has not yet filed the required documents and isn't among the current candidates. The Kenai Peninsula Borough is collecting household hazardous waste on Saturday, January the 15th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Peninsula Landfill in Soldotna. The event is offered to minimize harmful toxins entering into the landfill, and it is a free service to households. Businesses will be charged a fee. Additionally, households with 55 gallons or more total must pre-register, by the way. Kenai Peninsula Borough's hazardous waste disposal program gives households and small businesses the opportunity to properly dispose of hazardous wastes and chemicals. Improper disposal can contaminate water supplies, cause explosions and fires, and pose a serious threat to waste collection workers. Hazardous waste collection days are scheduled throughout the year at the Central Peninsula Landfill and the Homer and Seward Transfer Facilities. Hazardous wastes are waste that, in sufficient quantities and concentrations, pose a threat to human life, health, or the environment when improperly stored, transported, treated, or disposed. Hazardous household materials include antifreeze, arts and hobby supplies, automotive batteries, non-automotive batteries, pesticides and herbicides, photographic chemicals, resins and adhesives, as well as used oil. Wastes, by the way, not accepted include explosives, i.e. ammunition, blasting caps, gunpowder, as well as reactives, i.e. sodium metal and radioactive wastes. Call NRC Alaska at 877-375-5040 in order to pre-register for fees and ask specific questions. In addition, call the Kenai Peninsula Borough Solid Waste Department at 907-262-9667 for general questions or log on to RadioKenai.com for more info. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.